I think the Young Bucks had a chip on their shoulder for a couple of reasons. I think FTR, the Revival, had chips on their shoulders for a couple of reasons as well. And the reason we didn't get along so well is because each of us wanted to be the best. And mm-hmm. when you have that kind of competition between each other, it's hard to nurture a relationship or create a relationship. Yeah. But I'll go on record and saying right now that the Young Bucks might be the greatest of all time. I mean, and that's coming from somebody whose favorite tag team is the Midnight Express. But you know, I can rest easy knowing that if people put me and Cash number two to the Young Bucks, I think I'll be okay.
So look, if the cops ask why I was at the car wash at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. scrubbing the thick, dark fluid out of my backseat, we stick to the narrative. Okay. Well, we've got some time for tonight, Creamers. Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
Time for Room for Cream.
Maybe my favorite part.
My question for you is, what color would you like
I pick blue.
First? Blue?
Yeah, let's hear blue. Okay.
Let's see if there even is a blue. I do not remember. There is not.
Oh, I didn't mean blue. I meant pink.
Oh, there's a pink.
Yeah, that's the one I meant.
What's up, fellas? It's Russell Ruggs.
What's up, brother? Russell Ruggs.
What up? With an RFC. I think I said on your cream stream that original. A buddy of mine got tickets for SmackDown Raw.
He did. You did.
That's right. Yes.
Fucking super cool of him.
Very, very
cool. That will be very nice.
So I've been watching some WWE programming to try to...
It was a good week for that.
Get acquainted with the product again, because I didn't want to look like a jabroni and I know what the fuck's going on. I just want to let you guys know that I fucking love Solo Sikoa.
He's great.
I knew that a couple years ago when he headlined SummerSlam in Cleveland, and I was the only person in my section acknowledging Solo Sikoa.
Wow.
Yeah, with his finger.
But I knew.
It's nice when you can call.
All right, that's it. That's all I want.
That was day one stuff.
I love Solo Sikoa, and I love you guys.
We love you.
Later, boys.
Solo, I love you. Russell Ruggs, I love you.
Oh yeah.
Solo's going to be a big time player, big time star. And if he watched this past week like I did, it was a good one. You would have liked it. There's a lot of Lucha Libre wrestling.
Oh, that's cool. I do love a lot of Lucha Libre wrestling.
Well, there was at least three.
I know they had that tournament going on.
The tournament
gets to lose to Roman.
And yeah, exactly. I'm hoping it's Penta.
Yeah, no, of course it will be.
Let's give him a shot.
Yeah, I think it'll be a cool match.
Let's do Penta and Phoenix in the finals, double count out, and then a triple threat.
What was that?
Lucha Brothers and Roman Reigns.
Did you see the intro or the promo? Of Zilla Fatu debuting at NXT from a couple days ago.
I think you sent it to me.
He meant to say that he's not a Napo baby, but he said Ninfo baby.
That's what I got kind of confused. I didn't know what he meant. I knew what he meant, but
he's not a baby that loves to fuck. Am I allowed to say that?
I don't know. But because he's not. You said he's not, so that's fine.
That's true. Just in case, I'll say Zillow Fatu is not a baby that loves to f***.
I don't know what the first one was. Well, at least we know that about him now.
Yeah, I was curious. Were wondering. I saw him at a GCW show.
Is that a baby?
One time. And I couldn't tell if he was a baby. I very highly suspected that he loved to fuck, though.
He's a man. He's a big old Samoan man.
Whoa.
Samoan.
Oh, hey, I see what you're doing. Samoan man.
You're Samoan. Give me Samoan man. How do you like that one? I love it.
Well, would you like to have your room for cream now, Sammy Daddy?
It's a quick one. It's just a clarification for everybody.
Because
this is something that always confused me. You know, you have, what is it?
You are also not a baby that loves to fuck.
I'm not. I know, he took a Zilla. Is his name still Zilla?
I think.
I don't know.
He was dressed up like The Rock and everything.
He took my room for cream.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
No, just kidding. You guys, you live in Portland. That's the city that you live in. You guys have weather.
Yeah, whether or not I like it, though.
That's the thing. You know, only thing changing is the weather, they say. Mm-hmm. We have weather, too. And you ever watch the weather? Not like out your window, but like a weather report.
Well, at first I thought weather on the news, and then I realized that was that other. The second one is exactly.
We could say either one, yeah. But yeah, you ever watch it on the news?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
So you know when they say, well, it's different for you guys because I think every day they just say it's 100% chance of rain. But like in a normal city,
yeah.
You know how like on the news they'll say, oh, there's a 70% chance of rain. Do you know what that actually means? I know it means there's a 70% chance of rain, but do you know how they get them like the 70%? What it represents, I guess.
Well, I just always assumed that meant like 100% chance of rain means it's raining. 0% chance of rain means it's not raining. 70% chance means it's very likely to rain, but it could not.
I'm going to give you a little bit.
Up with these numbers, I have no idea.
I'm going to give you a little bit more.
The Doppler. Because
this is stuff I've heard. And I took this straight from a Weather Channel social media post. The Weather Channel. I think they say the.
You could say the or the.
I know, but I think they do the. I don't want to be disrespectful to the Weather Channel, do you?
Very true. You don't want them to give you bad weather.
So, 70% chance of rain doesn't mean it's raining 70% of the day. Some people thought that.
Oh.
It doesn't mean that 70% of your town is going to have rain or the viewing area is going to have rain. That's when I heard, and I thought that made sense when I heard it. Before.
Okay.
Like when we watch, you know, they cover Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, sure.
Cleveland. So it's like, oh, 70% chance of rain. Like, oh, it's going to, like, rain's going to hit. Like, nope. Nope. It means that if that day's exact atmospheric conditions happened 100 times, it would rain in 70 of those times.
I feel like, okay.
It just made more sense to me.
Okay. Well, I feel that the people who thought that it meant like 70%.
Of the day. That one's bad.
Because it's 70%. If they said 70% rain, but they say 70% chance of rain.
Chance, that exactly.
Makes it very obvious what they mean by that.
That one.
That they use weird language in any way, and I think that anybody who doesn't understand clearly what they meant.
I didn't know that it was like that, though.
Except
like if they ran it.
Is a good person.
100 times. If there was 100 Earths, and 70 of them would have rain. Think about that.
Oh, yeah.
There was raining. I don't know. I didn't know.
No,
it helped.
I mean,
it helped clarify it for me.
I never thought of it that deeply before.
Well, now you don't have to.
That's true, because you did the thinking.
We just took care of that. Well, no, Weather Channel did the thinking for us.
Remember, thank you, Weather Channel.
Remember when they'd have the show. On the eights? They probably still do have on the eights.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'd play the sweet, smooth jazz songs, and you could see your local weather.
Kenny G, and the G stands for lasagna.
Lasagna. I move silent like Kenny G and lasagna.
Thank you.
He said that.
So
weather.
The weather's good. You know.
Well, you learned it.
Yeah, I'm glad I learned about the weather. Thank you, Timmy Daddy.
Now you know you're going to see the news tomorrow. Right now. News said it was a 63% chance of rain, and now you have something to add to that conversation. If these atmospheric conditions happened 100 times, 63 of them would have rain.
Ohio's, and then 60 of those 100.
I like the clarification.
Or we could you know what I mean? We could what's it called? We could reduce
the barometric pressure
and just say six. If there was 10 Clevelands, six times it would be raining. Just to make it an easier number that you can imagine. Nobody can think of what 60 is. You know what I mean?
How do you visualize a number,
right?
Much less a percentage.
You just picture an image of the number 60, like from Sesame Street or something, or do you think of 60 objects?
I picture the number.
Yeah.
Picturing 60 objects would take a minute.
Yeah,
I'd have to put like a row. Imagine. I'd have to picture a row of 10, and I feel like that would take a second, and then I have to. And then six of them. Kind of like the Matrix.
There's only one way to make it easy. Think about.
And then it would be like that. And then
think about 30 women lying there with their 60 boobies out.
Oh,
that's the only way to do it. Because 30 is an easy.
Then you have to do 10. I still have to do 10 across. No matter what you pick, I'm picking 10 across.
Unless you want to do 3 across 10 times.
Yeah, but then is that 5 women or 10 women?
I guess it just depends on how you like to look at your boobs.
In a row of 10.
That is the most common. And I would agree with you. That is the best way.
Duh.
Well, Sammy Daddy, which color would you like to hear next?
Well, I didn't pick blue, and I picked pink. Green.
That's true. There is no green.
I don't remember what the colors are. Like yellow.
Yellow?
Please.
Hey, boys.
Hey. Hey.
Me, Old Ronnie Two Legs.
It is.
What's up, Old Ronnie Two Legs?
Our friend.
Room for cream this week.
What do you got?
That's what we thought.
You know, things have not been going great for me. I've had some stuff going on, so, you know, it's getting better, I suppose. But, you know, unfortunately, my cat, Kyle, passed away.
Yeah.
This room for cream is for my boy, Kyle the cat, KTC, RIP, buddy.
He was one of our best.
He was a good cat. Everyone that met him knows he was a...
That's what I hear.
A large gentleman. He's a good boy.
Yeah,
you know, it's sad. Tough one. You know,
of course.
So, you know, hopefully things will get better.
They will.
So appreciate you guys. Appreciate Sammy, his family. As always, great people. Hot show, appreciate you.
Aw.
And the rest of the Creamiverse. Love you.
I think that's what we're calling it.
Bye.
Love you, buddy.
I feel very bad about.
I know, me too.
Away.
And I did, and what he said is true. I did. I only got to meet him once, but
I bet you loved
really
the little
cool.
bugger.
He was great. He was fun. He had a good. You could tell he had a good attitude. Yeah, I mean, like he would fuck you up, but he had a good attitude.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's kind of like Kyle O'Reilly, who he was named after.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, I think so. Is he a red cat? An orange cat?
Orange, but yeah.
Definitely named after Kyle O'Reilly. He's orange.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess that's a good
There's
point.
I don't know.
He'll have to tell us next week.
Like, I love cats. They're my favorite animal in the entire world.
Really?
But
over all of them? Even all the zoo animals?
Over all the zoo animals, yeah.
I mean, all the wild animals? All the bugs?
I feel like if you really think about it, your favorite animal probably is a household pet.
Panda.
Because they're the ones you actually get to love, man.
I can love whatever animals I want to love.
That's true.
In or out of a house.
That's why I got fired from the zoo.
Why you had to move.
But yeah, no, there's. I just love cats. Even compared to
other
animals,
up there.
They do funny shit. They do adorable shit. I know this is going to make me sound like a bad person. Okay,
you are,
but I don't care. My favorite type of video on the internet is video compilations of cats beating the shit out of like toddlers. It's just the funniest thing. When like if a toddler walks up to a cat and then it just punches it in the head a bunch of times and then runs off. Yeah. It's just so fucking funny. It's so funny. And then the kids just
like when they I don't know, what would you call it? Springboard off of them.
Oh,
like drop kick or whatever. I don't know. Make it like a wrestling thing.
And then people
run. Like I mean they do it, they'll do it to walls and stuff, but it's funny when they do it with kids.
No, for sure.
Or when they grab one and they do like all right, I even think about with the wrestling commentary with like a RKO out of nowhere.
Yeah,
panic.
Right. Those are great.
Cat videos are cool.
My, I had a cat called Penelope when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, she was a sweet cat. She would always wait for me outside my bedroom door in the morning, and I wasn't smart enough to know that it was because she knows I'm the one who feeds her. I just thought she loves me because
she wants to see me. She likes me the most.
But I felt the love. So it doesn't really matter if it was real or not because I was a kid. But one day I came home from school. And she was just paralyzed from the waist down, and her like legs were like up, and like her body was bent, and she couldn't move. She was only like trying to crawl with her arms and stuff, and there was like poop and puke and stuff everywhere. And she had a stroke, and we had to put
that
her down.
Right.
And that was definitely my saddest pet moment ever.
I believe that
we had to put down a dog we had called Roxy, we've had dogs we had to put down before because they were dying, you know.
Yeah,
but I was never there for it, and I had to be there. Now I'm an adult, so I had to be there for it and hold the dog down so it wasn't trying to squirm or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it was just so sad because you could tell that it was thinking like, "What did I do?" Like, it seemed like the dog felt that it was being punished for some reason, and it wasn't that.
That's what you're putting on it.
I mean, you know
the dog better than me, and I wasn't there, so I won't say anything. But maybe, I feel like you're
You're
putting
probably,
that on it.
You're probably
they understand.
Right. Just
they're not
make,
stupid. They get
it.
They're giving
you worse.
They're giving you hey, it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're probably right.
That's what
that
you're dog
getting. Was heavy. Then I had to go downstairs in the vet's office. My grandma worked at this place. And I had to dump the body in this freezer filled with a bunch of other dead animals. And it stunk, obviously. It was a crappy day, really, all around.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. What can you do? But.
I don't know.
Whoa. What a way. I'm sure you just recently lost a cat, unfortunately, as well.
What a way to, yeah, that was an experience.
Yeah.
We actually took him to the cremation place and everything, too. That was, I never done that part.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That was pretty wild.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Like, that was a, I don't know. I've never half. Done it. So, like, what do? They like, do they make you toss it in there?
They go pick one, throw it in. No, they're they know what they're doing, so it's a very good place, and they know how to. They go, what do you want? You want a paw print? You know, all the commemorative things you can do and all that. So it's like, all right, well, do A, B, and C or whatever it was, and then you just kind of hang out until it's all over.
Yeah.
Again, and
which
then
is crazy.
You just deal.
I didn't know that's how it worked.
Like,
I thought they would just like mail it to you.
No. Well, normally,
so, like, you're sitting there. Waiting.
Well, we knew some.
Crazy.
I mean, I don't think this was like a favor. I think anybody can do this, but also we knew people there. So there was that part of it. But like, yeah, it wasn't like a special treatment. Like, all right, don't tell anybody.
Of course, right.
Like anybody could go experience
this.
I don't know. It was a good thing to experience in some senses and a little weird in other ones, but
yeah, for sure.
I don't regret it. It wasn't a bad thing.
Yeah,
it was the right move, but it was still like, this sucks.
It was sad, but in the kind of a way where it's sad because it's, you love that thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so we've all dealt with it. I'm sure a lot of other people listening have dealt with it in different ways with people or animals.
Creamers,
tell us a really sad story in the comments.
Your pet died. Did you have to take them to get cremated?
What a way.
Did Sammy Daddy's wife go to your house and try to help it survive and stuff like that? Let us know in the comments.
I don't know. What a way to end the what a way to end the show, you know what I mean?
My room for cream.
Yeah, give it to me.
Is so Rebel has ALS. It's incredibly sad.
You're going to do the ice bucket challenge right now?
Well, I guess I could have, but I didn't think of that. But it's super sad, and like, I don't know if I'm sure you've seen her talk before, and then seeing her like how
I haven't really watched anything now besides like a quick like 3 seconds of a clip, and I'm like, I can't do this. I'm sorry.
No,
I don't mean it to be rude, but I'm just
it's not. It's just it's so sad.
Mentally.
Like not in a pity kind of way, but just in a oh my god, this sucks. Poor person.
I know it's scary.
I know it sounds like I'm pitying her, but. I think it's super dope, though.
It's
because
empathy. It's not pity. It's just, you're being empathetic towards the situation.
Right.
You're not being a piece of shit. Yeah. Well, you are, but not. This,
I am a piece of
this,
shit, but I'm not.
Not for that reason specifically or exclusively or whatever. Anyway,
we could all agree on that.
So,
one.
Where's the bucket? What are you doing?
Well, let me just do my thing. Okay.
I'm
not
going
to do the bucket because I wasn't challenged to, which is actually my point. So, I thought like I would see some AEW people. Do it and then challenge WWE people to it. And I would think like, yeah, they're probably not going to do it, you know, because they, I mean, are they even allowed? And then Kevin Owens talked about it on that last.
I was going to say somebody brought it up, but I couldn't remember who it was. Yeah.
And then I saw Cody do it and I'm like, I just think it's super cool that like the entire wrestling community. And
I think that stuff transcends whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like the WWE.
Cause I think all the wrestlers, all the wrestlers are going to be like, fuck you. I'm going to do this.
Right.
And it's not like she was
really
like some nobody. Not that that matters. It's still terrible now.
Of course not.
But she's been around forever, I feel like.
Oh,
She's been in the wrestling business for quite a long time.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, so she knows a lot of people. She's been around.
And it's just sweet
she's
to
cool.
think like how that probably makes her feel knowing that all these people care. You know,
it's got to be nice. I hope there's something in there.
They're doing a show like a Dynamite dedicated to her.
I saw
her.
That.
I'm sure. I would imagine Britt Baker is probably going to be there.
I would hope.
It would be so bizarre not to have her. I mean, she's in every video with Rebel.
I mean, that was her whole... Did she do anything besides with Britt Baker there? In AEW?
No.
At least?
No. She was with Britt Baker the entire time.
So, I mean, come on. She has plenty... She stands... She was already a respected... in the business.
Yes.
Before any of the Britt Baker stuff. But that definitely, I think, was probably the most eyes and obviously the most recent stuff she did.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, it would make sense, you would think. But they hate Britt Baker.
So my whole room for cream is just that I think it's incredibly sweet of all the wrestlers to, I don't know, to just come together like this. And even wrestlers who don't even know her. So
yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. Really cool.
Good job.
I will say, though, that I think Cody should have to do it again.
Why?
I don't think he had ice in there. I think he just poured water on himself.
Well, how, what was the temperature of the water, though?
Well, from my calculations, based on the amount of steam I saw coming from the grass,
the
level of skin coloration changes,
the time of day, and all like that,
the sun.
Did his tattoo wash off?
What the weather said, the percentage of the day was going to be a certain weather.
Yeah.
It turns out it was about room temperature.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Right. It's not really that hard if you don't do it with ice.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it.
Right. I mean, it can't hurt more than that neck tattoo.
He regrets it, he said.
I know.
Yeah, maybe that's we've all known.
Regret pouring ice on himself.
We've known since you fucking walked out, Cody.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. But our final.
I've told you. No, I told you. Nobody likes that tattoo.
Oh yeah.
I like the tattoo. I don't like where it is.
Even if it was just smaller, maybe.
It's a neck tattoo. He has a chest tattoo on his neck and a neck tattoo on his chest.
That's true.
Said it That's once. True. I've said it more than once.
You've said it several times, and you mean it.
At least, and I mean it. I thought it was fake. Have I told you that before?
I don't know.
My wife, my smoking hot wife, was still watching wrestling regularly, but fell asleep at whatever pay per view he came out with, and I saw him come out with it, and I thought, "That's fucking sick." Because I thought it was a fucking temporary tattoo.
It was like fake.
Because it was so fresh and everything. I'm like, "Oh, that's fake." And then. I think the next day she was watching it and I watched it and she's like, is that a fucking real tattoo? I'm like, no, there's no way that could be real. And she's like, no, I saw a post. I saw Brandy posted something or somebody in that circle posted something. And she's like, but I went past it real fast because I didn't want to see any spoilers.
Hmm.
But it looked like a tattoo or something. I think it's real. So then I looked it up. I'm like, this is a fucking video of him getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
And now he still has it. Sorry.
Well, it's not good. At least that's his biggest regret. And it's not like having a daughter or something.
Pharaoh.
Yeah. His daughter Pharaoh's hilarious. But
no, the dog is Pharaoh.
And let us know what your biggest regret name is. And do you regret anything of your entire life? Tell us what it is in the comments below. Thank you.
Ever.
We have the final room for cream.
Orange?
It is purple, but it's not Joe Panther.
Hey, creamers. It is Stella Schulzhead.
What's up?
So, my son brought his friend over.
Nice.
Today, and
why?
Every time my kids have friends over, I just can't help myself. I have to be like, hey, I do wrestling art, and look at my art wall, and look at my this, and look at my that. And I'm always showing them around my house.
Bet.
My cross stitch project.
Because you're a good host.
My embroidery, like everything. And you know what? Their friends always think I am like the coolest person in the whole world.
Oh yeah.
So tell me why they're right. Kids just think I'm weird.
It's because they're jealous.
Kids think I'm weird, their friends think I'm cool. So maybe I'm winning at something.
Well, thank you for sending this in, Stella. I think
yes, you are you're winning.
They don't want their friends to think you're cool because they want their friends to think they're cool.
Cool skips a generation. So if they think you're cool, then they'll be like, well, mom's cool. He can't be cool.
Yeah.
Or you're like the kids can't be cool.
Exactly.
But boy, are their grandkids going to be cool?
Yeah, they're grandkids. Excited for the grandkids. And that's
if they choose to hang out
with your kids is because they know one day they're going to have kids that they can be friends with.
Their kids' kids can be. So the kids think they're cool.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh, shit, my kids aren't going to be cool. Better hang out with a not cool kid.
Right.
And the only way they know that the kid's not cool is if the mom's cool.
Stella.
So then that means that kid's kids will be cool. So the cool kid now's uncool kid will hang out with the uncool now kid's cool kid.
Cool kids. Exactly.
To help their uncool kid.
Right. So these
and cool the only way kids, to figure that out is if the parents are cool.
Right. So these cool kids now, they're going to have kids like your kids, the uncool kids that you have. And then those
allegedly
your kids cool our kids are going to be are going to be the cool kids, and then they're going to be friends, and then it's going to just continue on until this planet burns into ashes.
Maybe. You see Spider-Man yet?
No.
All right.
But I really was supposed to go this morning, and I forgot.
Well, you're busy.
I was sleeping.
You told me about it earlier.
Yeah, that's right. Sammy Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
What's your match count for 2026, the year of Super Kicks?
Oh, my match count is 330 matches.
Oh, shit.
It's not that much. My match of the week, I don't remember. I think I added like 12 matches.
Oh.
Well, it's been 2 weeks.
True.
Because last week was our live stream. And make sure you pay attention to next month for our next live stream.
All the above?
330. Match of the week is the IC title match between Chad Gable and Rey Mysterio that happened on Monday Night Raw. It was awesome. The crowd.
That was your 300th?
That's my match of the week. No, just match of the week. My 300th match was 2 weeks ago.
Okay. So
and it was already, a pay-per-view.
And you told us it already, I think.
And it was, boy, oh boy, was it a match. Maybe CM Punk? I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds right, actually. That sounds right.
It sounds right, but I don't know. But I can look while I babble about how great Chad Gable and... Oh, it was. CM Punk beat Cody Rhodes with the help of Randy Orton. But that wasn't my match of the week. The match of the week is Chad Gable and Rey Mysterio. They really had me... I didn't think Rey would win, but they had me believing it could happen. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
And the fucking crowd was eating it up.
Okay.
Chad Gable I think it was last week, just out of respect, said, "Hey, Rey, love everything you're doing." Rey Mysterio's AAA's general manager.
And, yeah, I actually do know that.
Okay. So then he said, "Love what you're doing with the tournament. You know I love Lucha Libre now because I'm a good guy, and I respect it now because I've learned from my ways.
Nice.
Love all your work and what you do. You want to fight me next week for my belt?" And Rey said, "See." And then they fought, and it was fucking awesome.
Nice.
And Rey Mysterio, I mean, Chad Gable might be my favorite wrestler right now is what I'm realizing.
I think you mentioned that, actually.
And I think I've said that. Like, just, like, wrestler. Yeah. His promo's fine, whatever. His promo stuff is fine.
But you really enjoy his match.
Entrance and theme song is fucking terrible.
Oh, I have no idea even what it sounds like.
It's just, like, some weird, I don't even know, and then he claps his hands above his head.
Really?
It's very clunky to me.
That's not what I would expect from like.
Well, I think that's like a football. I think that like the football team in Minnesota does it. So I think they were trying to work off that. And he was winning the belt in Minnesota at the pay per view to do. I don't know. So I think they were trying to get that going, and like, it just doesn't work.
Okay.
It's shitty. It's a bad song. Everybody thinks it's AI. And I don't think that has nothing to do with the quality of it. It's just like another, it's like, boy, does that song suck, and it's AI.
Yeah,
like, that's how it's being brought up. It's not like this is bad, it's not just a, I hate AI, so I hate this song kind of thing. It's, I hate this song. And also, but their match was awesome. And Rey Mysterio, he might wrestle longer than Dominic.
That's probably true.
Like, it's crazy. They have a thing with LeBron James. Have you heard of him?
He does baseball? Yeah.
So he's played so long, and it's actually basketball, but he's played so long in basketball that no more, like, you know, like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Every player that's ever played in the NBA is no more than 8 degrees away from LeBron James.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
That's wild, dude.
So you can, you know, so he played with this guy, and then this guy was on a team with this guy.
Wow.
If for people that aren't familiar with the concept.
Oh, yeah,
so it's just like the connection of LeBron played with whatever, Dwayne Wade, and Dwayne Wade played with Shaq, and Shaq played with Kobe, and Kobe played with this guy, and like just go down the line. And yeah, so no player since whatever it was, the 20s, is more than eight.
That's
and
weird.
I feel like the point of me bringing that up is
Rey Mysterio
is probably not more than 8 degrees away from every wrestler that's ever wrestled.
There's got to be a way to figure that out. That has to be true, and we could be the ones that break the news.
I'm just thinking, like, I don't know how to figure it out exactly, but just for as long as he's been around, and he's always been very good, so people wanted to work with him when he was younger. He's got a name that people knew, like in Mexico, and then once he came here,
yeah,
and then he worked with everybody in WCW, I feel like. He worked with everybody in WWE. Like, Rey Mysterio might even be to the point, like, it wouldn't even be, like, 8 degrees of separation. It would be, like, 8 degrees of he had a match with. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean.
Because you might have to go, like, oh, he tag-teamed with this guy who, whatever. But, like, I think Rey Mysterio's probably wrestled somebody that's wrestled everybody.
Well, yeah. Plus, it was a time where he, you know, went to like Lucha Underground, and then he was
right. That's what I'm saying. So he was on the indies. He wrestled. I saw him. It was. I mean, not like he didn't wrestle these people before, but it was him and the Lucha Brothers against like Psychosis, Juventud. Maybe it was Super Crazy. Maybe it was the Mexicools at like a thing. So it's just like, obviously he wrestled those three guys, but it was like an indie convention.
Oh, shit.
It was a Lucha Libre convention. Okay. And it was like right at that time, right before, right in between WWE, like Lucha Underground time.
Word.
But I'm just saying, it's crazy. Rey Mysterio. It is, shout out.
Crazy. We're going to have to do some research.
I'm going to, this is something I'm going to have to look into. I like this idea of, like, who else besides Rey Mysterio?
I think that's the perfect
Ric Flair?
To do it with.
But Rey Mysterio's, I feel like the Rey Mysterio thing's more flashy.
It's much more flashy and more interesting, and he's not like a sex predator, so allegedly. Well, Creamers, why don't you comment below and let us know if you've ever wrestled Rey Mysterio.
Have you wrestled Rey Mysterio? And if so, you might be entitled to compensation. Yeah. How many matches is your count for the year of 2026? The year of super kicks.
My match count for 2026, the year of super kicks, is 520 matches.
That's a lot. That's like 200 more than me, almost.
Almost. But it isn't. I watched Dynamite, I watched Collision, and I watched MLP Mayhem.
You can tell me about that later or earlier.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not nice to know where the number came from.
And I will. Or I already told you it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I remember. I know that's what you watched.
My match.
Silly.
My 500th match.
Oh, yeah.
Was Cope and Cage and the Young Bucks versus the Death Riders, which were Mox, Yuta, and Pac and Garcia from AEW Grand Slam Mexico.
How did you have fun? Did you love it so much?
Every match with the Young Bucks is a good match. You know what I mean? That's
your favorite wrestler.
They are. And then my match of the week was John Moxley versus Jack Perry from last week's Dynamite. It was like...
I thought that was your favorite, but now I got it. Okay.
They were saying, look, man, I'm John Moxley, and I like, Jack Perry. And
Jungle Boy.
He has, over the years, said that kind of thing.
He's like, a Jungle Boy guy.
In the storylines, so like if he was feuding with the Elite or something like that, he would be like, I mean, I like Jungle Boy. And like so, like he has actually been planting seeds.
Yeah, he's a Jungle Boy boy.
Today, Jack Perry is going to beat John Moxley.
No, he likes him. He's going to join him. He's going to turn on the Bucks and Kenny and join the Death Riders. Well, I told you I was a tough guy. Real glass, kiss my ass.
Holy shit! But it was a pretty good match. I kind of wanted Jack Perry to win, you know.
Yeah, but that wasn't going to happen.
If John Moxley was like loses the title,
knocked out right away
anymore, and then Jack Perry fucking takes the title, I want Eddie Kingston to win, but I don't think he will. I just
you told me this. Did we talk about this?
Yeah, we did. I'm like on a live program.
That's what it was. Okay, I was like, you told me about something like this.
Yeah, but Sammy Daddy, what's the John Cena quote of the week?
The importance of doing nothing is often overlooked. Just recently, we've realized how valuable rest really is. Don't feel guilty about having fun. Life's easier to deal with when you can laugh and wear a genuine smile.
Ooh, it's the bad boy, Joey Janela, and I'm feeling something. Feeling something creamy. Oh, you're listening to Wrestle Cream.
Listen up, world. Sammy Daddy is a busy man, and Sammy Daddy does not have time to waste his precious leg juice walking up steps. What? You see a random flight of three steps outside the post office and you just walk them like a caveman? Absolutely not. Sammy Daddy demands luxury everywhere he goes. That's why Sammy Daddy never leaves the house without the Timeco Escanao. It is pure, effortless convenience in a sleek 140-pound backpack. Whether you're facing a massive stadium stairwell or just two tiny porch steps at a buddy's house, Esca now turns any staircase into a personal luxury escalator in just six fast, simple steps. Step one, Sammy Daddy simply unstraps the 140-pound aircraft-grade steel pack from his spine and carries it up the stairs to start the setup. Step two, Sammy Daddy drills two massive heavy-duty concrete anchors right into the top step. Step three, Sammy Daddy unbuckles the dang thing, walks back down to the bottom, and bolts the bottom belt to the ground. Step four, Sammy Daddy marches back up to thread the high-friction conveyor track, then walks back down to the bottom landing. Step five, Sammy Daddy steps onto the belt, presses the power button six times, and holds it for 15 seconds after the sixth press, and glides up those three steps in complete, effortless relaxation. Once Sammy Daddy reaches the top, it's time to pack up with Escanow Snapback technology. Just press the red button on the remote, and the lower 80-pound steel anchor violently detaches and shoots up the stairwell straight at your face at 65 miles per hour like an oversized tape measure. To prevent immediate structural torso pancaking, Sammy Daddy always dons the official Timeco reinforced Kevlar body armor and riot helmet before pressing the button. Why waste 2 seconds walking up steps when Sammy Daddy can spend 45 convenient minutes setting up an industrial transit system instead? Throw on your 140-pound pack and start living. The Timeco Esca now. Because Sammy Daddy doesn't do stairs.
So, Creamers, we've got to pay the motherfucking bills around here. You know what I mean? You see that? You see how I'm being lit right now?
The light bill.
Sammy Daddy's face. It's because we've got the lights on. And we've got to keep those lights on by paying the bills, and we pay the bills by reading the ad. Sammy Daddy, please read the ad. Sammy Daddy, do you have a haiku for Haku?
Yeah, you're never going to guess.
The match?
Nope.
Or the Haku?
Both.
I definitely am not going to guess the Haku. I can tell you that for free.
Respect has been earned. Lucha Libre, new and old. One good song, one bad.
Very cool. I'm trying to think, who has a bad theme song? Probably Chad Gable.
I'll give you a hint.
Chad Gable, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, and that's a little hint.
Who has like a good one, though? Probably Rey Mysterio.
It depends what you're into, yeah.
Rey Mysterio Jr. What,
booyaka, booyaka.
You know what's funny, though, is my...
P.O.D.
What was the first sentence of yours?
Respect has been earned.
Mine also starts with the word respect.
Really? Is it Aretha Franklin singing America the Beautiful at WrestleMania?
Well, I don't know how that would be my haiku. But,
that's your match of the week.
The answer is yes. No, it's respect.
Give me it.
Holds the ring.
Ooh.
Fierce young kid gives everything.
All right.
Can't defeat the king.
Eddie Kingston.
Rhymed. Eddie Kingston.
Eddie Kingston and Fuego del Sol.
It's a guy who is very closely related to Eddie Kingston, if you know what I mean.
Eddie Kingston.
Thank you. You figured it out. I mean,
thank you.
Spoiled it, but whatever.
Did you see? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, I don't have anything to say.
Did you see that the God of War show? The guy got hurt.
Oh yeah, that it was.
And it might be fucking Batista.
Yeah. Well, do you know
that
it was going to be a different guy?
It was going to be the guy from, Opie.
Yes, and then he got injured filming it, and then they had to replace him with fucking someone.
They killed his wife.
Yes, spoiler alert. Did kill his wife in the first season. Yeah, that was sad.
Like the second episode of season one of a show that's been off TV for 20 years.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Anyway.
He was also in Remember the Titans.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
What was it? What did he do? Oh, you know who else was in Remember the Titans? Hayden Panettiere.
May she rest in peace.
Big ups.
She was my first celebrity crush as a kid. Well, one of
the heroes. Did. Oh, because Remember
it was
the Titans.
Guiding Light. My mom watched that. Soap opera called Guiding Light, and she was on it when I was a kid. When I was sick home from school, sometimes I would see the show, and she was on there. And I was like,
as a child.
Yeah, she was a child, but I was also a child, so it's okay.
Well, I didn't know
I
she would, was. Like,
I don't.
She's
if I
like,
was to watch the show now, I would say that girl's ugly.
Your age?
I'm not attracted to her.
She's like your age, or was, however you say it.
She was one age older than me.
Is she one age older than you?
Yeah, not anymore.
She's 1 age younger than me. Are we that far apart?
I guess we're 2 ages.
How old was she?
36.
Yeah, that's 1 age, I think.
Yes, and I'm 35 or 2 for 50 at Mr. Allen's.
Depends if you're Mr. Allen's. Yeah, I knew her in Remember the Titans, but I didn't really know her. I just, like, what after, it was one of those, like, oh, I didn't know that was her. But I wouldn't have known at that time.
Yeah.
But I like the show Heroes a lot.
No, Heroes was good. The first season was good. The second season was pretty good. The third season was...
No, it definitely... I have all 4 seasons on DVD.
So do I.
And I have the comic books.
I think we've never talked about Heroes before.
You and I?
Yeah.
I actually was just talking to somebody.
I had no idea that you owned the DVDs and everything.
There used to be 2 websites, but there was one for sure that I would literally go on every day because they would be the ones posting, like... It was like a Reddit, but like before Reddit was cool. So, or maybe before I was aware of Reddit, and it was just like a website dedicated to Heroes and like potential spoilers and like we were able to get these set photos. So it was like a tabloid for Heroes, but not like in a bad way. Like it celebrated it. It wasn't as
yeah, I know what you mean. It's like a fan site.
It wasn't like how social media is now, where it's like. I don't know. They would, if stuff wasn't good, they'd be like, well, that wasn't good. And if it was bad or if it was really good, they'd be like, that was amazing. Right.
But if stuff is good, they're going to be like, it's bad.
Yeah. It was just a fan thing. And, but yeah, so I used to do that all the time. And then they actually put a bunch of comics out on their, on like NBC's website or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they put them out in like comic books too.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
Had them. Did you have any of them?
I have the comic books. Yeah.
That's pretty sick, man.
And then they rebooted it, and I watched it, but I was kind
of
whatever.
I think I watched maybe an episode or gone. Two.
I watched the season, I think.
I think a character was, like, wearing a Lucha mask, right?
There should have been. If there wasn't, I don't remember. I remember the girl in, maybe it was season 3 or 4, the girl that could mimic anything she saw. Do you remember her?
Yeah, she did the 619.
And she does the 619. Yeah. I mean, the clip. I feel like the clip makes the rounds, but I don't know if that's just because I'm we're wrestling fans, so it comes up.
Probably. I have not. I literally have not seen that clip make the rounds.
I've seen it.
I just remember it being.
I've seen it 3 times in the past like month.
That's funny. I did not.
But
know that.
So I can tell you for sure. I remember it being on TV and being like, oh, that's kind of interesting, but whatever. And then I went to a Best Buy, and they had the. I think it was right before the second season was coming out. I'd have to imagine it was that one.
Yeah, that's the only Best Buy that anybody goes to.
Yeah, like in the country, I think. We just actually went past the Best Buy when we were going somewhere. Oh, that's something I'll bring up. And I just think like, damn, what's Best Buy selling that keeps it going?
The
best thing for Best Buy is that they never did go out of business, and now physical media is making a comeback, so they can just revert back to what they were doing before if they were smart.
Because they don't even sell video games anymore.
I know. And didn't they get rid of CDs and DVDs and like they only have like a couple Blu-rays and shit?
I bought stuff from I bought some of the microphones we have and headphones and stuff. And the I think I got like maybe a tripod from there because I have a Best Buy credit card.
Oh, that's exciting.
So I use it because you have to get your credit. You know, you got to use it and then pay it off. I originally got it for buying a composter.
They have fridges and stuff.
That's true.
Like stuff for your house.
Yeah. And they have Geek Squad.
But so, what are they going to do about
it? I think you can buy consoles still and controllers, because I know I got a PS4 controller.
Yeah, I think you can get stuff like that. The whole point of all that was when Best Buy was still hopping, though, I went there and I saw Heroes the whole first season, and it was like $25, which was really cheap for shit back then. A whole season of a show. It was seriously like more than 50% off. So I went, fine, I'll do this now. I've wanted to do this. Glad I didn't buy it when it was 80 or whatever.
Right.
And I went home and I watched like the first disc, which is what, 3 or 4 episodes maybe. And I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever. I love this. And I can actually remember, I normally would watch 3 or 4 episodes like a night, because I would stay up all night. I didn't have to work till like the afternoons if I worked at all. So I'd watch like 3 or 4 episodes every night, but then I only watched like 2. And then it was the last episode, the season finale or whatever. And I waited for like that weekend. And I was still living at my parents', but I was by myself. And I was in the basement. And I remember like making an event out of watching it by myself on DVD.
Oh, yeah, man.
And I loved it. And it was great. And then season 2 happened. And there was a writer's strike. And it screwed up the whole thing. And then
I still like season 2, though.
It never really got better.
Because the
but
the
I twist, still like it.
The twist of that hero was like that. This is stupid. Like you're like, who is this character that he's in? Like I thought the hero stuff was stupid.
Who and, like, hero? Pointless. Like hero.
Yeah, Hiro Nakamura. Yeah, and then I didn't realize that like the character he's interacting with is going to be the villain of the season. And then when that
yeah, they did a good twist.
Apparent, I was like,
well, there was that, but then like there's the thing with the like virus or whatever that's supposed that yeah. they try to get out, and like the virus was supposed to get out, but then the writer's strike happened, so they're like, well, we got to fucking wrap this up. So then the virus just didn't get out.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
Yeah, because they go. I don't know if you remember, but they go to like a apocalyptic future.
Yes.
And then he leaves his girlfriend there, Peter.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be what actually happened, is like the apocalyptic future.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense then. Because then the second half of season three is like a whole different season, pretty much.
Season three was like two parts, right?
Right.
Doesn't and everybody get out?
Well, the second half is like, is pretty much, I remember watching it and being like, this is just fucking Marvel Civil War.
They did it as, so like technically there's like five arcs, I guess you would say, because they did it like comic books. So I think it's four seasons, but five arcs, because I think the third one was half of it was, am I getting this right? There was like, it was like fugitives or something like that. Cause yes. like they all got out of like the maximum security
yeah,
facility.
Yeah, that was the second half. Right.
And then the other half was like the sides being
and
drawn
then it was
of
basically
what should
the,
be done.
The heroes like all the heroes, main characters were like in a war against each other.
I do want to watch all again. And then I think it's on Netflix for anybody that if you want to get into it.
It's actually the very first show I've ever binge watched.
I watched it as it was on after that first season, so yeah. I watched it every week.
I
can even remember
probably
going,
in like 2010. I don't.
This
really...
is. I probably would have been like 06, 07, if that's okay. when it came out. If I have to imagine, maybe right. Well, whenever the second season came out, but I can actually remember going to the library. This lets you know how old I am.
Mm.
I don't know you're right there, but not that close.
No, but
I would go to the library. And I would go to Hulu, and it was free, and you would just watch the show you wanted to watch for free, and maybe there were some commercials. I would go to the library, and I would just sit there for an hour.
And watch Hulu?
You would just, Hulu wasn't like a pay thing. It was just, we put our shows up here, so you can get them.
Interesting. Did not know that.
I didn't have an account. I didn't log in. I did my library card to get on the internet or whatever, and then I would sit there for my hour and watch Heroes, and then walk back home.
That's pretty sick. Wow, man, that's cool.
Heroes is the best.
I want to get you in the library on top of books, but you can't be too loud. Every time someone says the word library, that's what I think of.
Library?
They just opened a new library over there. So on Hawthorne, it's called. That's a popular street here in Portland, the city that I live in. It was
Hawthorne?
They knocked it down and then they put it back. Actually, it's on Belmont. I'm lying. And then they built a new one. It's like a brand new library that just like grand opening was like over the weekend. So I'm going to go in there. I was going to go in there today, but I had to watch the dog, and he's going to spaz. So
you can't take the dog in the library?
Well, he doesn't let me take him out.
Oh, well, that'd probably be a good reason not to do that then.
Yeah.
So what wrestling did you watch
this past week? I watched Dynamite, AEW Dynamite.
What?
That's right. I didn't watch Collision.
Oh.
But I also watched MLP.
No, I had no idea.
Which what's their fucking
Major League Pro Wrestling?
No, Maple Leaf.
Oh,
the one that Scott Demore does.
Aren't they friends with AEW?
Yeah, they're friends with AEW. The Edge is going to be at their pay per view.
I heard that.
Yeah,
I saw somebody from there put out like it's going to be a big name. You're never going to guess it, and then people were like Edge.
Yeah,
and then it came out that it was
Edge. Yeah, they should have just not said that. A cool thing that they did on that show. Bless you, is that they show little fictional, like maybe 1 or 2 minute documentaries about all the people that are like talking or wrestling and stuff. And so they had like a video of Adam Copeland talking about
between matches.
Yeah. And he was talking about how when he was a kid, he grew up watching Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling. Mm-hmm. I guess this is like this, like it's been brought back.
Like yeah, okay.
Yeah, and how like it, like he's and how like much it means to him and shit like that.
That's cool.
So that was interesting. I didn't know that stuff. And then
he's full of shit, but it's cool.
Some of the other little guys on there, you know what I mean?
That's pretty cool.
It was okay. It was an hour long.
Damn.
I'm probably not gonna watch another episode, but I watched it because I was looking at the my AEW app. Just to see all the stuff that's on there, and because I saw like them post a thing of the AEW it's got the MyAW logo, and then it has all the different promotions logos around it. And CMLL was on there, and I was like, can I watch CMLL again?
Well, wait a minute.
You have to be someone from outside of the United States, and you have to pay for it to be able to see those things, so I can't see.
You're close. CMLL. You're so close.
I know. I'm right by the Pacific Ocean.
You probably could just get on somebody from Canada's Wi-Fi.
Well,
you're close enough.
I'm going to do that. I just went to, I've been going to Vancouver to work at this homeless shelter.
Canada?
Washington.
Oh.
And the fucking first day, the one that I was at, it was about 20 minutes. My position is called an engagement specialist. Basically, I was just like a security guard. And I let people in the building that are supposed to be in there and don't let them in if they're not supposed to be in there.
Good.
And, like,
yeah.
The person who was training me, like a lady came in and was like, this person across the street is setting things on fire.
Aww.
And like the entire like area is like shelters and encampments. So it's all unhoused people. And my person training me had to go out there and like confront this person who was just setting books on fire and throwing them on the ground. And then another lady came in a little bit later and was saying that, and this was a black lady.
He's doing it again.
She was saying, like, she's like, this lady fucking lit a Bible on fire and threw it at me and called me a black bitch. We're like, holy shit.
Well, did she?
So we had to call the authorities. And then a little later, like when it was actually nighttime.
Whose Bible was it?
It was the Holy Bible.
All right.
For the Christian religion.
No, I meant more so, was it the lady that got it? Was it the thrower or throwee?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Well, the throwee would be the book. The
good point. The throwist.
Thank you. But then later, this other lady was outside. Like, you could hear an argument because we're like right by the entrance, obviously. And so the person who was training me like hit the button to like look at the camera outside, and she realized that one of the people in the argument was a resident here, so she has to get involved.
All right.
And so she goes outside, she de-escalates it, and then she comes back in, and she's telling me, like, it was a lady and a guy arguing, okay?
Yeah.
The lady, her best friend, used to also live at this homeless shelter.
That's nice.
She moved out and moved in with the guy.
Oh, no.
And then he beat the shit out of her, and then the next day she died she had a seizure and died. And so, like, it's being investigated as a murder. And this dude came to the shelter to try to talk to her to get her to do something for him. I don't know what that something was, but
the lady yelling at him.
Holy shit, dude! My first day, there's fires and murderers. Like, holy shit!
I mean, I think that'll be your second and third day too. So
it could be. But then the second day, I was working at a family shelter, and it was all families. Who were like?
It was multiple fires and multiple arguments.
Yeah, and they're right. No, but they're like more like unhoused because of like it might be like a woman and her kids, and she's fleeing domestic violence, or
There's other the circumstances for both places are different,
completely different. And then like it'll be a family where like they're in debt, and so they can't afford housing because they have to pay off all their debt, and they're literally
somebody got a bad shake.
Like this was just like much calmer.
I guess everybody got a bad shake, but
and not like. You know, is violent. But then they offered me a full-time position at the first one. That was like the more, exciting one. And I may take it because it's full-time. And it's a graveyard shift from midnight to 8 a.m.
Yeah, but who knows what time that is there.
True. It's like a whole other world over there in Vancouver, Washington. The bus ride, though, 4 hours.
Well, you have to have your passport, too, going over state lines.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. But you can Uber Eats there because I was hungry for lunch, and I like don't know anything
shitty,
around. So I tried to get like vegan food from Vancouver because I was in downtown Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And
Pickens are slim.
Like, the fucking Uber Eats app was only showing me stuff in Portland for some reason because it just didn't know that I was in – even though my location is on, I have no idea why. So then I just got Veggie Grill, and then it – took it over for me. It was like $45 for a chicken sandwich. That's been my week so far. Sammy Daddy, have you watched any wrestling?
Your bus ride is longer than Gilligan's tour was supposed to be.
Yeah. It was 3 hours.
That puts shit in perspective. Yeah, his was a three-hour tour. Yeah, I watched a little bit. I watched Monday Night Raw. I actually forgot to tell you about this earlier. but I was saving it for the show. But I went, took a little, about a little less than an hour ride with my family, my wife and the kids. Nice. We went down to North Canton for some AIW action.
Ooh.
So we did have some other plans for Saturday, so we weren't able to stay as long as I wanted because they ran four hour long shows. I think it was four.
More than the Gilligan's Islands tour was supposed to.
You're telling me.
I came up with that joke.
I'll use it later. Or earlier. Anyway, so we went there because in no order. First, referee Charles Van was refereeing.
Oh.
So we got to see him referee.
Oh, come on, guys. Yeah. Hey.
Come on. He's just doing his job.
He's a father now.
Stop it. Sakes.
That man is a family.
But, so that was nice. Got to see him for a little bit. And his lovely family, which is my family. You know what I mean?
True. They are your kin.
And it was an AIW show. They needed music. Man. That means Ronnie Two Legs was there. Ronald Two Legs. So I got to see Mr. Ronald Two Legs, and I got to talk to him for a little bit. So it was it was nice. It's always nice to see him, especially in that setting, because I feel like he's
in his element.
There it is. Couldn't get there, but you took me there. Thank you. He's in his element. It's fun. It's cool to see him work. And like usually normally you can't see him work, but because this is just outside at a street fair, there's just a little tent with a fan and a chair and a Ronald Two Legs. And, like, electrical, technological stuff, too.
Yeah, they had technology.
But, no, so it was good to see him. But guess who I got to meet for the first time ever in person at the AIW Street Fair North Canton Fest?
Okay, let me think about
it. Oh, wait, real quick, though. I didn't get a chance to really talk to him, but I did get to go up to the guardrail with my son when the six-man tag with Wes Barkley was happening. And my boy got a high five from Mr. Barkley.
That's dope.
So thanks again, Wes. His hair's... Have you seen his hair? It's black.
Black?
Like my shirt.
What the hell?
Yeah. How did that happen? Black. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to ask him. I don't know.
What if, like, sometimes people age and their hair doesn't turn gray and white, it just turns black? Do you think that's could be possible?
We'll have to have him back on the show so we can ask him.
We have to ask him that.
Just real quick. Hey, what happened to the hair? All right, thanks for coming. Yeah.
Bye-bye. Can I guess for the very first
time? Please, go for
it. Person? Jesse Blair?
Oh, you already know?
Well, I was just guessing because you met her on the show.
So I did not get to stay to see. Like I said, we were only there for the first show. She wasn't on the first show. She was performing. I don't know how many she ended up doing, but she was going to be on the second show.
And she is the first lady of Crimerica.
Crimerica, exactly. So it's only appropriate. You're familiar.
I'm familiar with the lady.
So they do a show for an hour. Take a break for an hour, show for an hour, break for an hour, repeat until they're done.
Gotcha.
And so we're sitting there bullshitting, and sometimes the wrestling keeps the kids' attention for a little bit, then we're chasing them this way, and there's the street fair going on. So we knew we were only going to be there about an hour, hour and a half, so we wanted to make the most of it. Right. A little bit of wrestling, walked around, a little more wrestling, whatever.
Very cool.
And I went over and I said, well, I know who that is. That's Jesse. That's JB.
That's the Rosetta Stone.
Jesse Blair. First woman of Crimerica?
First lady of Crimerica.
First lady of Crimerica. And I thought, before we're leaving, we were talking around with Two Legs, and I said, we got to get out of here, but I need to go say hi. Where's JB? And he's like, oh, right over here, come on. And we walked over that way and said, hey, JB, Sammy Daddy's here. And I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. And we got to talk for a moment. I said, thanks for being part of the show, being a creamer.
Thank you for being out with us. A friend, you said.
Yeah. Is that a song?
I have no idea. I just thought of it.
It's good. It's good. So you should write that one down.
Maybe they will. That's pretty neat, though.
So that was cool. Finally, at least in person. Oh, yeah. Because of the line of people. Big timed?
What if she was just like, who, I'm sorry, who are you?
You call into my show. Regularly, you're like a big part of the show, and you give us really good ideas.
I call into a lot of shows. I don't know which one you're from, man.
I'm not a first time caller.
But you are a long time listener.
And that's the way it should be. But yeah, so it was cool, and we got to talk for a minute, and I said thanks and how much we appreciate her contribution to our product.
We love her, and we wish her
and the best. That. I said next time you come back, either if there's a show, we'll go, and or if not, we'll figure something else out.
Hell yeah! Are you talking about me?
Yeah, you.
Oh yeah.
We all live here. We live in Cleveland.
You live in Cleveland, the city.
Cleveland's the city that me and JB and R2L and WW and
WWE.
I think that's it.
I'm gonna be. We live here, Cleveland, Ohio, the city that you live in, and the city that Wrestle Rugs lives in, and the city that Jesse Blair lives in, and the city that Ronald Two Legs lives in, and the city that Gregory Iron lives in, and the city that Derek Dillinger lives in.
Derek Dillinger.
And not Stoa. Stoa doesn't live there, and neither does Mr. Joe Panther III. But I'm gonna be in the city that you live in, Cleveland, Ohio, in mid-September for my sister's wedding.
Oh yeah, you said that.
Hey, whoa!
Take it easy.
Jeez, guys.
My goodness,
I'm excited for it.
No, you're not. But yeah, so exciting week of
hell yeah.
There was a good Monday Night Raw, and I got to go see. Not only did I get to see my friends at AIW, got to see some wrestling at AIW, and that's always fun.
Those are two great things. That sounds like a nice week, man.
Duke was there. I hate that fucking guy.
Yeah, I know you're a big Duke hater. You hate the Blue Devils.
You're telling me. I can't believe you even knew that.
as excited as I am about your week, I'm going to applaud it in the only way that I know how. Was that right?
That'll never catch on.
No, I won't do it again then. I dropped a bike chain right on my lap while loading my trunk last night. I spent 3 hours in the parking lot at 3 a.m. trying to scrub oil out of the jeans before it set in, and a fucking cop actually pulled up next to me while I was sweating and cursing in the dark. I panicked, started rambling, and then the whole thing made... then I made the entire thing so much worse. Fucking pigs around. What's up, Creamers? It's me, Hot Joe, and I was joined with my co-host, Samuel Dad E.
Ivan Itniaj. Ivan Itniaj. Ivan Itniaj.
And we're going to talk the turkey like Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
We were smart enough to build refrigerators and we didn't have, when World War II.
We reversed this week's episode. We let Haku tear us wide open today, completely defiling our dignity to leave a sticky, messy trail of haikus in his wake with Haku's haikus. So much to talk about and so many things we can't talk about, like the time I used to pay common people to demean me and tell me I was bad at the John Cena what? The John Cena quote of the week. What was our match count for 2026, the year of super kicks? And as always, we left a subatomic, timeline-shattering, space-time continuum-bending sliver of room for cream. All that was on this episode of WrestleCast.